And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And if you're hearing a vague buzz on Tony's microphone, we don't know what it is.
No idea.
I'd love to say, oh yeah, this is a professional operation and everything's fine. It's not. There's a buzz. We don't know what it is. He's a technical expert. I'm an idiot. Should be my fault. These things happen. I've got some good news. I know what it might be, Tony.
Okay.
It might be the particle accelerator.
I feel so safe here on the ground. As soon as I start leaving town. I feel so good inside of you. Your gentle warmth will pull me through. Your magnetism always keeps me shooting true. Round and round, round and round, 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 round. I'm in love, girl. I'm in love, girl. I'm in love again. Particle accelerator. I'm in love, girl. I'm in love, girl. I'm in love again. Particle accelerator. These crazy rooms keep flying by. You look me squarely in the eye. I really love you, so I'll just believe the lie. Round and round, round and round, 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 round. I was in love, girl. I was in love, girl. I was in love, girl. Particle accelerator. I was in love, girl. I was in love, girl. I was in love, girl. Particle accelerator. I was in love, girl. I was in love, girl. I was in love, girl. Particle accelerator.
Seventy Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If not the buzzes. That was the Phenomenauts, a band who last week I watched after the show. I watched a film called Dead and Deader, a kind of comedy horror film. And the end track was a great track, and I waited till the end credits to find out what it was. find out who the band were, got in touch with their label, said I'd like to play this song. They went, no, don't bother with that, they've got all this other stuff. So they sent me all this other stuff. I went, yeah, nice one.
Wicked.
That was how easy it was. Absolutely brilliant. They've done loads and loads of stuff. They've been going for a long time. I've asked a couple of people in the States whether they'd heard of them. They have. They're from Oakland, I think. And I'd never heard of them before, but I might be a bit of an ignoramus for not doing. Anyway, fantastic garage punk music. I'm sure you like that, and we'll be playing more of them in future weeks. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Phenomenauts.
No, MySpace.com/TheFenomenauts. Paulie B the Internet One, Tony Neil. I did think when I looked down the MySpace page this week, I thought, he's gonna ebb and flow here.
Okay.
He's gonna get one right, get one wrong, get one right, get one wrong. But you've already got one wrong, so that's out the water. So I haven't got a lot to say in this bit as it goes, other than it's another one of these shows this week when all the songs are all over the place from bands from different countries. We're doing all sorts of, like, the Phenomenauts were kicking off from the USA. Next up, we've got Baby Woodrose. Now, we've played them a bit in the past, Tony.
Yeah.
They're on the Bad Afro label, and they're out of Denmark. And they went through a phase. When they first started off, they were very much a garage punk band. And then they sort of went a lot more psychedelic, and then they had this offshoot, Dragon Tears, that we played one track of theirs, but they weren't really suitable for the show. Anyway, this is a reissue of an older album that they brought out, and the track that I've chosen from it, or rather the track that Lars from Bad Afro Records had chosen from it, is a cover version. Now, this was done by Frankenstein, did this song as well, and they did it as a secret track on the end of their, I don't know if it was their first album, but certainly the album I've got. And it's a horrendous, scary version. This one's more faithful, I think, to the original. You like it anyway. What I want to know is, what is Baby Woodrose's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Baby Woodrose.
It is indeed. Paulie B the Internet One, Tony One. This is a quite majestic city of people. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I've got a little bit of information for you here. You might recall we've had a few people asking us when we're going to update our website.
Yes.
And we've managed to not at
yes.
all. But it looks like Punky has a third man, an apparatchik, a man prepared to help.
Yeah.
Has he been in touch with you?
He has.
He has, good. Yeah, so I'm not going to give you any more information than that, but we have a faithful and light listener who I have met, and he's a top bloke, and he's offered to help do some stuff with the website, so expect something to happen with Punky Radio website in coming weeks, and you'll hear it, obviously. You probably actually won't even hear it here first.
No,
you probably hear it from someone else first. This is a section that has traditionally been the podcast alley section, but in recent weeks I have set up a Punky Facebook page for you to like a fan page sort of thing, and a few people have, but you haven't left any comments yet, so please do leave comments on them. In the meantime, Tony, do you have any Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your comments. I've had two this week, but they're creeping in, so please do vote for us. It's a new month really next week, so plenty of time to vote still if you haven't, but if not, 1st March is quickly approaching.
And just leave comments.
Yeah, just leave comments, anything really. Yeah.
And it's a great way to get on the show without us being able to get back to you.
Easiest way to do it is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish, because we read them out. And here's the top two this week. What? The two. Vote for Punky. Favourite song from last week's show? Rochi and the Sarnos. Madam Ruth's Parlour. That was mental, but fantastic. Bill from New York.
Cheers. Thank you, Bill. And that's a very unlikely favourite song of his.
Mm.
Bill is more into your punk. Oi, isn't he, as a rule?
Yeah.
Likes his punk rock, but fair enough, a quality track.
Long time no speak. And that's because Stupid Podcast Alley went on strike for no apparent reason. A bit like the French, really. Just to let the delectable Tony Hearn and the ever so slightly deranged Paul Levy know we are still alive and enjoying the truly life-changing experience that is Punky Radio. We have tried to blot out the world with a selection of local firewaters, but the need to hear more excellent music and Cunt and the Gang, what a legend, has kept us going. Oh, and the thought of Pineda, of course. We'd really love to hear Fuck You by People Fennec, as this we believe is worthy of a punky earring. Oh, and Paul, you are buying the first round this year at Pineda. There will be six of us. Make sure the wallet is full.
Bizou, I know who this is from.
Bizou from Helen and Aidy in the far reaches of a third world country.
And hello to Helen and Aidy. How are you? Six of you? I don't think my wallet will stretch that far. They drink like fish. Sorry, I'll say that probably. They drink like fish. Well, yes, I would love to play Fuck You by People Fennec, but unfortunately, he won't let us play any of his music.
Fair enough.
Not that he has the copyright for, but we have managed to play one or two tracks by the Meteors that are on the Raucous label, for example, from the first album that Howard from Raucous said we could play, so we played one too. But unfortunately at the moment we can't play any People Fennec material, but you never know, we might be able to in the future. If we do, you can buy the first round.
Nice.
So is that it?
That's it. Yeah, that's it, Podcast Alley.
That's it. Well, it's grand, and what a fabulous comment. You see, you do a comment like that, you get read out on Punky Radio. Next track. This is in direct response to me coming up with the phrase accidentally that I'd fried my Brians. This is from the album Fried Brains. This is The Lurkers.
So happy to give your mind away.
Yeah, so then she said, listen, if you don't show me those leopard skin boxer shorts, I'm going to find someone else.
Yeah.
I know. You listen to the Rich Morton sound on these right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Lurkers, and Why Are You So Happy to Give Your Mind Away? A classic bit of... You know, I don't want to call them pop punk, because they're not pop punk. They're just punk that's really catchy. And that is, as I say, from the album Fried Brain, came out in 2008, and was very kindly sent to us by Captain Oi. Thank you very much, Captain Oi. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Lurkers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Lurkers.
No, it's not. In fact, they've hardly got any internet presence at all. There's a couple of Lurkers fan pages. There doesn't appear to be a Lurkers official website. There's kind of there's Lurkers pages on other sites, but there's just not a lot about. I mean, I think Arturo Lurker is a little bit too busy doing comedy bingo. I think it's Max Splodge's comedy bingo, but I'm sure Arturo Lurker does that, or he does some karaoke or something crazy when he does Rebellion every year. So there isn't a lot that I can find on the net about the Lurkers other than histories of them and the such like, but they've got a lot of material out there, and a lot of it is available through Captain Oi, which is myspace.com/ Captain Oi. So by default, no one gets the point there.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Hey, did you do anything last week?
It was my birthday.
And what did you do?
I had a day off. I had a day off work. I was going to go away, but it turned out that just Steph had a presentation to do, so we couldn't do it. So we postponed that to this week. So we're going to go away this week. But I just had the day off and relaxed. I had a takeaway curry at night, watched a film. Good day. It was quite relaxing.
Well.
Yeah.
It wasn't my birthday today, but I am still in my dressing gown.
Are you?
I'm taking it easy. Last Thursday, mate, I went to see Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons at Fleece.
I've seen pictures.
As threatened, yeah, I went down there with my mate Steve. We had a fantastic time. They were absolutely brilliant, despite the fact that I stood on the front row and heckled them throughout the gig, drunk. I do apologise. I was shouting out for songs that I knew they weren't going to do, just pissed them off. They took it very well, bless them. Absolutely brilliant. If you get the chance to go and see them, do. We had a brilliant night, and thanks so much to Chris, who runs the Fleece, for looking after us so well and getting us booked into just about the cheapest place you can stay that is cool. Which, okay. And I will give it a quick mention, it's called the Lanes Rock and Bowl Motel. And for £13 each a night, we got a room to ourselves. I thought it was like a hostel where we'd be sharing with eight people, but no, we got our own room. £25 for the pair.
Jesus.
In the middle of Bristol, absolutely brilliant. And there's a bowling alley in the motel. It's also got a venue, and Department S are playing there soon. And as I walked down the stairs in the morning, the Cramps were playing. It was just, I couldn't be happier. Not actually the Cramps, but they were playing the Cramps over the hotel music. Absolutely brilliant. I just had such a good time. If you'd like to read more about it, do go to my blog, Paulie B, that's PoorlyBee.blogspot.com, where there is a lot of information about that gig and a couple of other things that happened to me over the weekend that were also very funny. Suffice to say, in that blog, there's all the information about the gig with Pussycat and Dirty Johnsons. There is also, the support band were great as well, but I can't remember a thing about them, sadly, because I discovered this side called Funky Dormouse or something. Okay. Which you tend to get in the West Country. There's also some information on there about the most bizarre barring from a pub I've ever heard. And me getting sanctified as an Italian priest.
Nice.
Yes, all very interesting. Before all that, though, I thought we'd maybe play song four. What do you reckon?
Yeah, go on.
We've managed to reach almost the half point on the show without really saying a lot. This is a band that the guys from Turbo Rock got in touch with me about a while ago, called the Ashtones. And the way they described them, I thought they were Swedish. So I typed in Ashtones, and all I could come up with was a band in France. So it can't be them, but it was. So the band we're about to play are from France, and they're called the Ashtones. And I like them very, very much. It's kind of garage punk, a little bit glam, a little bit punk, garage again. After we've played this track, you are going to be hearing the promo for another podcast called The Green Light Show. Last week I got an email from the man behind it, DJ, who said that he was really enjoying our show and would be up for doing some cross promo with him. I said, oh wow, that's great, that's what we used to do when we started, wasn't it? We used to play other people's promos in exchange for ours.
Yeah.
And then ours is so out of date that I said, look, can you just make something up about us? He went, yeah. And then I wasn't convinced he had this to the show. Then he sent another email going into great detail about our show. And I went, yeah, go for it. Say whatever you like. So once you've played this track, you will be hearing that. And then we'll go straight to the next track. And then I'll tell you all about it after that. In the meantime, Tony, what is the Ash Jones MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AshTones.
No. I gave you a little clue, but obviously it wasn't a particularly good one. It's myspace.com/AshtonesFrance. Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 1, this is Teenage Hunting.
Something called the Green Light Show. Now, I want you to be a fan of the show, so I'm making you listen to this sample. And these girls, they think, oh, as long as I show off my tits, I'm fat. I'll wear this skin-tight shirt and show off all my tits.
Yeah, I see
that.
That'll
look real good.
I see that a lot, actually, and it's rather disgusting.
And I've heard these girls, they'll say stuff like, well, you're looking.
Yeah, because I want to throw up.
Yeah, just because I'm looking at your enormous exposed tits, that doesn't mean I like them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like driving by a car wreck, if I were to see a 6-year-old boy's head smashed and run over by an SUV, Just because I can't look away, that doesn't mean I like the way it looks.
I went to go see Toy Story 3. I don't mean to spoil the movie for anybody, but Andy dies.
Does he get AIDS?
Andy gets AIDS in Toy Story 3 from a gay orgy. He got drunk. He went up to
college.
The plot of this is, it shows Andy leaving his parents in the beginning, his mom's house.
Yeah, his single mom.
Where the fuck is Andy's dad?
His mom's a single mom.
So the opening scene is just Andy going, "I'm out of here, Mom. Fuck off." And Andy drives off to his college.
Smoking weed.
Andy gets to college, and the first thing, he opens the door to his new apartment. And his roommates, who he's never met her in there, they go, "Hey, Andy, rub this on your tongue." Andy starts fucking all these dudes. It's a big, giant orgy.
Wow.
It's like gays and lesbos and normals, and, and they're all just intertwined fucking.
That's
weird. And then Woody shows up, but it's not Woody. It's Andy's dick with a cowboy hat on it. And he goes, "Check out my Woody!" If you like what you hear, head on over to greenlightshow.com. You can find out everything about the show right from the homepage. Greenlightshow.com. See you there.
Listening to Dr. Slagabry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Revenge of the Psychotronic Man and A Political Hot Potato, which is a new track by them. They're working on new material at the moment and they are doing some gigs. And thanks very much to Andy and Bev from TNS Records for letting me have that. You know, I was saying that on the show so far this week, you know, seems to be a lot of bands from a lot of different countries.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've had the US so far, then Denmark, then we had West London in England, then we had Ashtones from France, then we have Revenge of the Psychotronic Man from Northern England. The next band coming up are 50% from somewhere else as well. Before that though, Tony, have you got any gigs to tell us about this week?
I have.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide?
Yes. I've got an email from Devlish Presley.
Fabulous.
Yeah, who are doing a tour.
And hello to Jackie and Johnny.
Yeah. Did they get a drummer again? I forget.
I think they have, but you know, they're a bit like, is it Spinal Tap whose drummers blow up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
If they have got a drummer, see them while they have. He could blow up at any minute.
With or without drummer, we don't know. They're touring an album. It's out May the 9th. And the first gig I've got is tomorrow, 23rd of February, Wednesday night in Manchester at the Ruby Lounge. That's on High Street. I've got no pricing information here, but check it out. I'm sure it'll be relatively cheap. But still great. Friday, 25th of Feb, Brighton. The Hobgoblin, 31 York Place. Saturday night, they're in Burton and Trent. It's the 26th of Feb. They're playing the Appleby, which is on Green Street. And then another week wait. So they've got the 5th of March in Grimsby. That's a Saturday night. They're playing the Yardbirds Club. Thursday, the 10th of March, London at the Dome, which is North London Junction Park.
When's that, sorry?
Thursday, the 10th of March.
I might try and get to that.
Okay.
I think I'm off.
And the day after in Cambridge, the Man on the Moon on Norfolk Street.
Would you believe Devlish Presley playing Cambridge? Playing it in Cambridge.
And Saturday the 12th of March, Birmingham, Wagon and Horses. Sunday the 13th of March, Southend, Chinneries. Friday the 18th of March, Kilcaldy at the Path Tannen.
Oh, Tavern, for goodness sake, Tony, Kilcaldy.
Kilcaldy. Saturday, 19th of March, Kilmarnock, Dirty Martinis.
Martinis?
Mmm. And Lanling Street. 24th of March, which is Thursday night, in Blackpool, the Beat Club. Wow. Sunday, 27th
Why
of March.
Why did you say wow then?
It's just, I've seen all the gigs coming down, there's loads of them.
Well, maybe you can read them quicker.
Sunday, 27th of March, Whitby, the Resolution Hotel. Saturday 2nd of April, Winchester, the Railway Inn. Saturday 7th of May, Colchester at the Twist. And finally Nottingham, Friday 13th of May at the Dark Waters Festival at Britannia Boat Club.
I bet you didn't know anything about that, did you?
No.
Might be worth you going to, Tom.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
I recommend you go and see Devilish Presley. Their music is indefinable, as you will discover shortly. That concludes
Tony's
International Gig Guide. Or does it? I recommend that you do go and watch them. If you're anywhere near any of those dates, do go and see Devilish Presley. They're just not like any other band.
No, they're great. We saw them at Block Party. I saw them at Block Party.
They're a terrific live act. It's the closest you can get to rock and roll, goth and cabaret, I would suggest. Would you say that? Do you think that's fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Element, yeah.
In that case, they can be defined. They won't thank me for that. Absolutely brilliant band. You'll find out why in a second or two. What I want to know is, Tony, what's Devilish Presley's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Devilish Presley?
No, it's not. They don't appear to be on MySpace anymore.
Oh.
So what I've put down here is just type in Devilish Presley to Facebook. So again, we don't get a point for that. I do realise I haven't asked you about Avenged Psychotronic Man's MySpace page. What's that?
MySpace.com/ Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.
It
remember.
Is.
Is it? Oh, right, okay.
It is, yeah. So, after six tracks, it's Tony 2, Poorly Being the Internet 2. Something of an unusual thing this week. This is from Devilish Presley's last album. It's the title track. Enjoy this, Flesh Ride.
I don't remember getting on this train tonight. I'm in the carriage with the doomed and the damned inside. I don't know where I'm going into the night, but baby, say you're gonna stay by my side. Help me get through this flesh ride. This train belongs to God knows who. Going down the tracks to my own Waterloo. Well, it ain't got a driver or it must be mad. We're all meet up, it's so sick and sad. Say you help me get through this flesh ride. Conductor, it's 1999. End of the century, end of my time. Conductor, this is 1999. End of the century, end of my time. It's the sound of a man in pain. A soul trapped forever on this goddamn train. So if you're starting out or at journey's end, all you gotta do is find yourself a friend who's gonna help you get through this flesh ride. Say it, help me get through this flesh ride. Say you help me get through this flesh ride. Say you help me get through this flesh ride. Help me get through this flesh ride.
You're listening to the Planet Smashes underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, do you know, by the way, just as an aside, in a few weeks' time, it's very likely I'm going to be staying in a hotel called Sandy Balls.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, with a load of fucking jugglers. It's gonna be a right laugh. But anyway, this week I've got three gigs coming up this week. Thursday night, I'm going to be in Chelmsford at the Waterfront. And I haven't played this gig before, but I've worked for the agency before. In fact, I'm doing another gig for them on a Saturday as well. But I've never done this one. This is kind of their flagship gig. There are going to be a couple of interesting people in the crowd. Namely, as my guests, Rob Tyler from Restless and his missus.
Oh, nice.
And some of their mates as well, because they live down the road. And he said, oh, I'll see you on there. I'll explain why I've been talking to Rob Tyler in future weeks, probably. But I've had some really lovely news this week, and I'm really excited about something Restless have got up to. And I will be telling you about it in future weeks, probably sure. Then on Friday night, I'm in Milton Keynes. I appear to be playing MK Dons Football Stadium, or at least not the actual stadium, but the hotel next to it. So if you're in the Milton Keynes area, fancy seeing me, I'll be there on Friday. Saturday, I'm in Lutterworth in Leicestershire, but I have no more information than that.
Okay.
I don't imagine there's a lot else going on in Lutterworth that night.
No.
If you type in comedy and Lutterworth and this Saturday, you will probably find me, I think. So that's my plans this week, Tony. Are you up to anything?
Yeah. Well, see,
are you?
Yeah. I know. Well, so Mike's going away, but before we do, on Thursday night, there's a gig we're going to go and watch. It's at the Old Angel on Stoney Street. Three bands are on. The Raphaelites, Speed Kings, and Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Speed Kings are brilliant. Played them on the show ourselves.
Yeah, we played them. Raphaelites are the band the girl is in that I formed a band with. That's
Her
main band that's looking a bit ropey. I keep asking for some tracks, but they've never recorded, so...
Right.
So I'm going to go and see them and see, yeah. It would be good. They're a three-piece girl garage band, and then Off Speed Kings is more psychobilly. And Bob Wayne the Outlaw Carnies, banjo players, fiddle players from Seattle.
Oh, that's going to be a right laugh.
Hmm.
Oh, fabulous. How much did you get in?
£5. Doors open at 7:30.
Superb. What a great night out for Viola.
School night, but it's fine.
Oh, shut up about fucking school night. The two words I hate most in the world, other than Derby County.
Oh yeah, obviously.
Fuck school nights. The person who came up with that fucking phrase can fuck off. It's all right. School. If you're at school, fair enough. School night. But if you work for a living, grow a pair. And if something's on in a week, fucking go. I'm finished.
Yeah.
And you are doing. So let's have less of this school night bollocks. And more of this. Wow, there's a great band on a Thursday. Let's go and watch them. Oh, people.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Tony? I'm so angry about this. If you died, right? If you died after your funeral, I'd dig you up and fuck you.
You're a sweetheart, really.
I know, that's the name of the next song, Tony.
I'm great in bed.
All right.
Better in the casket.
Live fast, die young, and leave a beautiful corpse. Please. It only gets hard in the graveyard. If your flesh is hot, mine is nuts. Cemetery sex, the dead do it best. The dead do it best. Cemetery sex, the dead do it best. The dead do it best. I'll take you up and fuck you. I'll take you up and fuck you. I know you want me to. I'll take you up and fuck you. Your ghost told me to. Your ghost told me to. I won't let you rest in peace until I get a piece of your fetid rotting flesh. The more it rots, the better it tastes. I don't mind the maggots.
I don't mind the maggots.
They're just an added bonus. It's my time to read the obituaries. To see who I'm gonna fuck tonight. Gonna fuck tonight. Gonna fuck tonight. I'll take you up and fuck you. I'll take you up and fuck you. I know you want me to. I'll take you up and fuck you. Your ghost told me to. Your ghost told me to. an orgy at the morgue. I never get bored. I'd fuck you back to life, but then I wouldn't love you.
I don't mind the maggots,
they're just an added bonus.
I saw you in your hearse, your body looked so good and stiff. I swear I could have died.
I
knew I couldn't live without you by my side. Your funeral, our wedding, your corpse, my blushing bride. They said it was a homicide.
Cemetery sex, the dead do it best. The dead do it best. Cemetery sex, the dead do it best. The dead do it best. I'll pick you up and fuck you. I'll pick you up and fuck you. I know you want me to. I'll pick you up and fuck you. Your ghost told me to. Your ghost told me to.
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Even though you are being a little bit slow on the uptake on the names of the songs.
It's been a long day.
Of course it has. Every day.
I was up at 2 a.m. You
know? Christ. 2 a.m. That was Code Cracker and a song that you now understand is called I'll Dig You Up and Fuck You. That came through to us via aerial cyber PR. And Codecracker, I can tell you, is a one-man punk, synth, rock, punk, goth type affair thing. Young lad as well, very interesting. What do I know he's telling you? What's his MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Codecracker.
Well, no, according to MySpace, it's MySpace.com/Codecracker/music.
Oh. Was that just MySpace have changed a little thing?
I don't know, but that's the thing that came up when I went on the Codecracker page. However, I do have to tell you that he's only got two friends on there and clearly he doesn't go on there at all. So the likelihood is that if you just type Codecracker into the internet and find out for yourself, do some research, etc., etc., I'm not your mother, you'll probably find out more should you wish to. If not, I don't mind if you want to email me, paulieb@punkyradio.com, asking me to find out more for you. That does, however, still make it pointing in the internet 3, Tony 2, with one left. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, the world's gone mad. I'm sure there's got to be twats out there. But I wouldn't know, because no one's emailing me. If you do have a twat, please do email me. I'm begging you now. I need my twat. Tony@punkyradio.com, or the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Please do send them. I'm missing the twat. I very nearly had one from our new apprentice web guy that I've interviewed, right. And he's passed the interview process.
Oh, good.
But not yet, so I'm still twatless. But I do have more gigs.
Oh, have you?
So not everything is lost.
Does that mean we're going to have a second instalment of Tony's International Gig Guide?
Oh. Yes. 12 Bar Club.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Our good friends.
Yeah. I've emailed them to make sure they're going to send Marches. I've not got Marches through yet, but I've still got February's. So, the last week of February.
And that's the 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street.
On Denmark Street in London.
Yeah.
This Wednesday, 23rd of February, Sean Russell and the O's no more information than that. Well, how much do you think that one is?
6 quid.
Yeah, it is. Thursday, 24th of Feb. Artist to be confirmed, but it's a Hieronymus Bish Bosch evening.
Right.
There you go. So, there's probably more information available now. But how much is that one?
Well, I don't know, Tony, because I'm not paying 6 quid for I don't know what. I mean, that is a wild stab in the dark.
It is, isn't it? Artist to be seen.
All right, I'd maybe check out the website on the day, see what they've got on, but I would suggest probably 6 quid.
It is.
All right.
Friday, 25th Feb. Needs Must, Caboose, Neon Graveyard, and more, again, to be confirmed. That's the London Calling presents tonight.
It will be nothing but excellent.
Yeah. So how much did that one is?
£6.
It is. Saturday, 26th Feb. Viva Las Vegas, Cash, and the Gonads. I've played with them.
Oh, thank you, played with you, yeah, you played with the Gonads.
I have, yeah.
As you said it, you realised what you'd said then, didn't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
I've played with the Gonads. You interviewed Gary Bushell, didn't you?
Yeah.
I don't think he really knew how to take it.
No. And again, there's more acts to be confirmed for that as well. So it'll be a big evening. Again, that's London Calling night. So how much do you think that one is?
I don't know. A Paulie Oxmus?
Nope.
£6?
Yeah. And on a Sunday, 27th of Feb, there's an open mic night. Again, hosted by Vince McMahon. 3 p.m. arrive from 7 p.m. music from 8. I assume you probably will contact them or him to sign up. Contact the venue. It's open mic night, so how much do you think that one is?
Ooh, £3.
It is £3.
Stop getting!
That's it. That's all I've got for them.
Well, mate, that's plenty. And yeah, thanks ever so much to Shan for helping out with the 12 bar and for sending us the information. Let's hope you keep it up every month, Shan, because you've done well this month. And we will continue to support you all we can because the 12 bar is so brilliant. Right, time for the last track. You ready for this?
Yep.
This, Tony, is a band from Japan. A Codecracker, I think, is from the States, I think. I've never mentioned, but Devilish Presley are 50% Australian, hence the truly international flavour this week's show. This band is called Sluggers. What I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sluggers.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/SluggersJapan, because I found them from JapanFiles.com. That means I've won this week 4-2 somehow. So it's all a bit of a mess up. I would suggest typing in Sluggers and Japan into the net, and you will hear this great ska punk, I suppose, punk ska punk band. Let's see what you think of this, Tony. And now, this is the name of the song. I'm going to say it now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sex Passion. Sex.
Special, 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 special
That was the sluggers, Tony.
Cool.
Thanks ever so much for listening this week, by the way. I hope you have enjoyed the show. Next week, we will have an interview with Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. And they've given me another album to give away, so there'll be another Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons competition. You lucky people, it's fantastic. I'll also be telling you about an opportunity to be in their new video if you are UK-based. It's all very exciting. And something I've been waiting to do for 3.5 years, because I interviewed a guy called Sean Kammer when I was in LA in 2007, and then I did an interview with him, which I think I've still got. I'm not sure. One of the coolest guys I've ever met. But I also have finally found the CD when I clear it. It was under my bloody sofa. It's been there 3.5 years. So we will be playing a Sean Kammer song next week, regardless, and the Pussycat and Dirty Johnsons. It would be nice if some of you could send us something. We've had absolutely nothing this week at all, have we?
No.
If you have a joke, yeah, I'd like to hear about it. Comedy Suburbs, a poem, I'd like to hear about it. Poetry Corner. Anything else you've got, send that to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Or, if you have a twat, remind people, Tony.
Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, or the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason, and also your gigs. If you've got a gig in the area or anywhere in the world, email me. Thank you very much.
And just run through that iTunes thing, will you, Tony? Because next week I do want to read out the UK iTunes.
Okay, so please do reviews at iTunes. Easy way to do that, just go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will take you to the iTunes Music Store page where you can review us. You'll need to log in. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you're in a different country, email us your review and we'll read it out.
Thanks to everyone who's helped us out with the show. You can still hear us on 2 internet radio stations. They are hussyskunk.com. Hello! And Roach Radio. Hello! Just type Roach Radio into Facebook and you'll find us there. Otherwise, hussyskunk.com. That's about it. Tony, have a great time this Thursday. On a school night.
Thank you.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed.